This is part two of part two in Parallels in Jeremiah. And if you haven't seen the other parts of these videos, then please do so. Our nation is in deep trouble with the Lord. And if we don't repent soon, it's not going to be pleasant. So please, by all means, the material is protected. However, you can make as many copies as you want in any format that you choose. In fact, I invite you to do just that. To make many, many copies in as many formats as you want. Jeremiah 8, verse 22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Then why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Jeremiah 9, verse 1. Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes were a fountain of tears, that I might weep night and day for the slain of the daughter of my people. Jeremiah 9, 2. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all adulteries, an assembly of treacherous men. And they bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, and they know me not. Know not me, rather, saith the Lord, all caps. His nature has not changed, and America will continue to be judged for our willful rebellion against him. We, like them, are not valiant for truth on the earth. We have a serious problem with even getting those in authority to speak the truth, as the truth is very painful sometimes, and lies will get them more time to build personal fortune at the expense of everyone else. They keep going from evil to evil. Wow, what a pronouncement from the king. Jeremiah 9:4, take ye heed every one of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders. As then, who can we trust? We need honest people in our life who will tell us the truth even when we do not want to hear it. Jeremiah 9:5. And they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. This is not a lie you say when in trouble, which is still wrong, but a lying lifestyle where you're teaching yourself to lie more and more until you get real good at it. Does the perverted show called Pretty Little Liars ring a bell? They weary themselves to commit iniquity as the men of Sodom wearied themselves to commit rape on the male angels, not knowing they were angels after being struck with blindness. Jeremiah 9, verse 6. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith the Lord, all caps. Through deceit they refuse to know me. Comes from the Hebrew word mara or mirirah, from 74:11, in the sense of deceiving, fraud, craft, deceit, false, feignedly, guile, subtlety, and treachery. Jeremiah 9:7. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, Lord in all caps again, behold, I will melt them and try them, for how shall I do for the daughter of my people? God is not willing that any should perish, as the New Testament states. Even then is asking, what can I do? He will melt and try them, meaning he's bringing afflictions to try them and to try to get them to change. Notice his attitude, even though angry at this time, is still one of love for his people. However, look at the next part. They will be visited for their open rebellion against heaven. Jeremiah 9:8. Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he layeth his weight. Jeremiah 9:9. Shall I not visit them for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation at this? They claimed to be at peace with their neighbor, but were plotting how to get him. So now in Jeremiah 9:9, the Lord gives the question. Shall I not visit them for these things? Shall not my soul be avenged against a nation such as this? There comes a time when a nation rejects God and his ways for too long, and the suffering of the oppressed reaches the ears of the Lord. He states, enough, they shall be visited. Friend, it happened with Israel, and it will happen with us, the USA, if we do not mend our ways and start showing decency to one another again. Why do we make God do this to avenge his holiness? What will be the end of our nation? Jeremiah 9:13, and the Lord saith, all caps again, because they have forsaken my law which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but they have walked after the imagination of their own heart, and after Balaam which their fathers taught them. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them the water of gall to drink. They forsook his law and obeyed not his voice, and did not walk therein. They decided they wanted to go their own way. They were in a special covenant unlike any on earth and refused to walk in it. America is not Israel. We used to walk in light a lot more often than now. Israel started following their own heart and serving idols. We do not serve idols, you say, in America. Yes, we do. TV, sports, and mammon, which is the serving of material gain. We serve sex, and we even serve the wicked by heeding their wicked counsel about how we should live our lives. So-called experts and gurus aplenty. What was the Lord's response? Yes, it was judgment, and bitter judgment. Jeremiah 10:2, thus saith the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Learn not the ways of the heathen are nations that do not serve God, which will be Christians of America. Will we serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, or will we listen to the heathen of the land in which we dwell? We've picked up many ways of the heathen and incorporated them into our worship and life. Jeremiah 10:3, for the customs of the people are vain, for one cutteth the tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold, they fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as a palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. This speaks of very common idolatrous use of trees, but can be any idol that we tune for help. God says they cannot do evil or good. They are lifeless, in other words. Jeremiah 10:6, forasmuch as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. Forasmuch as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanities. Jeremiah 10:6-8. None like the Lord, all caps. That Lord is where his name is supposed to be. His wisdom allowed it to be removed, except a couple of places in Scripture, so the casual reader would not blaspheme that name. It is the same name given to Moses in Exodus, and that name Jesus bore as his name is that name in salvation. He is the King over the earth. We have become foolish and brutish. a word meaning rough, carnal, uncivilized, to name a few. This is what happens when we serve doctrines of vanity. Jeremiah 10 verse 10, but the Lord is the true God, he is a living God, and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. The word of America for America is repentance and not blessing. The wrath of the Lord has been kindled, as even Romans says. Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. For that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1:18-1:20. America, like Israel, and even more so American Christians, we need to repent, as we have no excuse, and store up wrath if we do not.